This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, did you know that John Adams, did you know that Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God? Therefore, non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to the very enemy of your souls. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Before I go there, I wanted to go back to what we were listening to on the radio break there, and coming from the conservatives, and we heard those people that were protesting the new health care bill, which is the old health care bill with a new name. That's all. In many cases, it's being found out that's even worse. And why would it be worse? Because people are asleep because they think the good guys are in power now. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Read it when you get a moment. And what's interesting about that, friends, it was coming from none other than Mitch McConnell. Now, if I might just take a step back, let's go back again to what we just heard during the break. During the break, we heard people were protesting the new GOP bill as if to suggest it was coming from the Democratic supporters or from the left, as you want to call them, which is non-existent in this country, at least not constitutionally. Now, I want you to understand who the protesters were. The protesters were those that actually took the time to read the bill and understand that it was unconstitutional from its very conception, okay, and inception, going back to Article 1, Section 8. But who is this all coming from? Well, this is all coming from one of the good guys, we're told, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. I seen this guy at the Tampa Bay when they were running. Mitch was showing up in support of many that were running to be a part of the new administration against that of Barack Hussein Obama. And now the reason I'm bringing this up is because, folks, he had a whole entourage of people around him protecting him from the people that he's supposed to serve. And when I seen him there, it wasn't the DNC, it was the RNC in Tampa. And it was interesting to note, folks, when first thing I looked at him, I'm a pretty good discerner of people, and I just looked at him and I just thought, you're an empty suit. And when I look at you, I have to ask the question, how did a guy like you ever get into the position? And then it came to my mind right away that it was what the American people tolerate. That's why he's there. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, just released yesterday his health care bill. And yet, friends, it's another betrayal. After writing the bill behind closed doors, McConnell has once again done exactly the opposite of what he told the voters that he would do. The plan completely fails to repeal Obamacare. McConnell's bill keeps Obama's coverage mandates. It keeps Obama's costly Medicaid spending, and it keeps Obamacare's subsidies. And now they're talking that it may include a mandate. Folks, can anybody share with me in the Constitution of the United States of America where the federal government can mandate health care? Because I can't find it. And furthermore, America, this only proves and it solidifies and reinforces another point that I've made in the past, that folks, the good people in this country have fallen asleep because they believe that the good guys are in power. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass this while you're asleep. Now, what am I talking about? Scripture tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. Do you think that the powers that be, and I'm talking of the wicked right now, don't know that they need to get you at ease because they can't keep pushing forth and advocating their illegal agenda if you're wide awake in protest? Absolutely not. So they have to put you to sleep. Because most people in this country are too ignorant to understand the likes of guys like Mitch McConnell and his record. America, let me ask you something. Why does McConnell's bill, not Ryan's anymore, they changed over from Ryan because people were awaking to Paul Ryan, all the while knowing that he gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted during his first legislative act back in December of 2015 by laying a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill on the backs of the people. Now, some might say, Bradley, I hear you talk about this quite a bit. Well, I'm going to stay on the topic of the day, friends. And bringing that old information up only lays the axe to the root of the tree concerning what they're trying to illegally plant in the first place. That's why I'm bringing it up, because it came up again today. Why would McConnell's bill keep Obama's coverage mandates? Folks, because they're in it with him. Why does it keep Obama's costly Medicaid spending? Because they're in it with him. Why does it keep Obama's subsidies? Because they're in it with him, friends. Hey, folks, if it passes, it will lead to endless bailouts, price increases, and more debt. And this will all be blamed on the good people, the responsible party, for allowing the bad people to do what they're doing in the first place. Senate Republicans still have time to get this right, and so do the Democrats, because we are one nation under God as a constitutional republic once again. Senator Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Ron Johnson have said they will oppose the bill until it changes and the changes are made that lower health care costs. Now, I want you to listen to what they just said. They just told you that Mike Lee's a good guy, Ted Cruz is a good guy, Rand Paul's a good guy, Ron Johnson is a good guy. Now, I want you to catch the wording here. They have all said that they will oppose the bill until changes are made that lower health care costs. They never said anything about the eradication of illegal Obamacare, did they? Nope. Because most people don't understand that you're being undone, America, and enslaved. Not only are your rights being stolen away, friends, because of your lack of understanding, Hosea 4:6, but you're also being enslaved because of wordplay that's been used on you since you've been born. And this is just how things are going back. This is just how things are being played out, America. Mitch McConnell's bills keep both the root and the branch of Obamacare. It needs to be eradicated, removed. The question is not, let's get caught up into their debate so we can answer their debate, their questions. No, what the American people need to do is go back to them and say, where have you derived your just powers to implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place? So why are we talking about it again, America? Well, let's just pull the curtain back just a little bit on our friend Mitch McConnell, shall we? Because I think it's important, again, America, that you understand who these people are. McConnell, and for those that did not know, in his family ship actually received, we'll bleed this into the next segment, we'll bleed this in, because if I make this point... Yeah, I'll lead you over to the next segment here, folks. You got Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're exposing Mitch McConnell for who he is once again, and the Republicans for who they are once again, all on a wordplay. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double D. On a my Facebook account, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And if you don't want to listen to that, listen to what none other than Abraham Lincoln rightly said. At what point can we expect the approach of danger? If it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. And not, it cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, America, said Abraham Lincoln, we must ourselves be its author and its finisher. And I'll tell you the way that you do that is you throw off the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about right now, friends, what the news was actually promulgating, broadcasting during the first segment. And we heard a bunch of people protesting the GOP and their health care bill. And the innuendo, friends, is it must be the left. It must be them Democrats that just don't like the GOP. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, it's the conservatives that are actually protesting what you call the GOP today. And I'm highlighting the fact that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky just released his health care bill, and it's yet another betrayal. And folks, I want you to listen to how it was written. It was written behind closed doors. And McConnell has once again done exactly the opposite of what he told the voters he would do. And that plan completely fails to repeal Obamacare. Folks, it's not repeal and replace. It's eradicate. It's spiritual talk. It's lay the axe to the root of the tree because it's unconstitutional. Again, read Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. They have no constitutional authority to be implementing what they're implementing, folks. And the question is not laid to the American people. It's the American people going back and saying to them, where is it that you have derived your powers? Because they did not come from the consent of we the people, because we are the governed. We are the government, and we are the governed, and we're all ruled by law, and that means you too. And keep in mind, we the people are the government that delegated authorities to your trust to serve we the people. And again, keep in mind, it's not they against us, folks, but that's what we're seeing today, and it's un-American at every step of the way. Now, one of the things that we noticed during one of these highlights is the fact that, again, Mitch McConnell, he betrayed the people. And it's interesting how these good guys like to write their bills behind closed doors. And then we're told that McConnell has once again done the exact opposite of what he told voters that he would do. Of course, do you guys all know that Mitch McConnell, because we've all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs, right? Well, guess what? Mitch McConnell just happens to be one of those guys. It's now being reported, folks, and this is some time ago. This is November 8th of 2014. This news has been out there, and of course the state-run narrative was never to set anything on one of their players, namely Mitch McConnell, because you better bet your bottom dollar he is a player. He is a part of the problem. But it's now being reported that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. Now, wait a second. Isn't McConnell the big anti-drug guy? Why, of course he is. But wasn't he selling himself as the Senate Majority Leader? As the one that was going to go ahead and replace Obamacare? Again, wrong wording, friends. They still keep it that way. But that's what he sold to the voters. He was going to replace it. He was going to take a stand. Friends, he can't take a stand. He sold his soul a long time ago. Take a look at this guy. If you have any discernment whatsoever, you can see right through him. He tells on himself every step of the way, as do many corrupt politicians. But folks, McConnell has once again done exactly the opposite of what he told voters he would do. Well, he's done this time and time again, America. I mean, 90 pounds of Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, 90 pounds of cocaine seized abroad and aboard ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. America, when are you going to pick up on how these people play the game with your freedoms? And let me interject this thought again, especially to our veterans. And I'm talking about our lost veterans. America, how many of your family members fought blood and died for the freedoms that you have today? And if you raise your hand right now, I have a question for you. How is it that you could even dare stand down concerning the crimes being committed against we the people? Knowing all the well that your family member made the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedom in which we have, and those that serve we the people to have the privilege to serve we the people in the first place. Because again, freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And what we ought to do is start doing what we ought to do and start dealing with the corruption. Now, this leads me into what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to start the show off by reading Matthew 10:34. Because again, people in this country, they have an image of Jesus that he's walking around, because this is what's been painted by the whores and hirelings from pulpits in America, that he's walking around with sheep, smacking sheep on the backside with little pink booties on, telling them that everything is okay, when in fact his message was contrary. It was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he also spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the religious hypocrites of the day, namely the Pharisees. Listen to this. Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I come to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. Again, King James Version. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword, said Jesus in Matthew 10:34. How is it that we got Jesus painted out to be something he is not? I mean, the Bible says that he spoke boldly. And boldly means forward to danger. He went right into the battle. As a matter of fact, he was the one that spoiled the party of the religious spirits and the devils and sickness and death. He was the one that came about opening blind eyes and opening deaf ears and causing the dead to be raised up, because he's the resurrection and the life. The lepers were cleansed, folks. All manner of sickness and disease was healed. He was casting out devils with the word. As a matter of fact, even when he would be sleeping on the lake with his disciples, a storm would come and his disciples would run to this man known as the Son of God, the Son of Man, and they would say to him, "Help us lest we perish." And he looked at them and he calmed the storm. He said, "Peace be still." This is who we're talking about. And he was the one that came in to tell us that he didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. Well, what do you mean a sword? Well, the Bible tells us just the exact opposite, that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Well, let me tell you what sword he's talking about, okay? When we go to Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." This is why corruption is at war with Christianity, because it's the Spirit of Christ that exposes corrupt men. Remember, it says that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Folks, I started off the first segment highlighting the fact that non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. I mean, folks, we take a look around what's going on, namely as to what we're highlighting right now with the likes of these supposed good guys and the wording and the rewording and the wordplay that they're playing on you constantly to keep what they say they oppose, when in fact they don't oppose it at all. Pay attention to what they do, not what they say. Folks, these are the same politicians that are warring against God. I say that with a smile on my face. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. They have a war against the truth, a truth and the truth, which will expose them time and time again. The war against America's Christian heritage is coming from these good guys, America. Do you not understand? These are the ones warring against the United States Constitution by acting out as outlaws out of scope of authority that's been given unto them by we the people, in which we delegated them. The war against the Bill of Rights. Why are they trying to strip away your rights that God gave you? The war against God-given rights. The war against the veterans. The war against patriots. The war against we the people. The war against life. The war against morality. The war against family. The war against women. This is the same government that sanctions the murder of the innocent and rewrites what God said not to rewrite concerning man and woman being married. And nor are we to add to the words of prophecy. Well, America, you've allowed a lesbian, a radical lesbian, in the Supreme Court to go ahead and help things further along, to confuse our younger generation. The war against family, the war against women, the war against our children. Look what your kids are being subjected to. Who's this coming from? This is coming from the good guy that does absolutely nothing concerning those that are called your representatives. The war on unity, the war on peace, the war on guns, the war on health. Folks, I can go on and on. So what is our responsibility? Well, let me give you the answer. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
America, I mean, a war against everything that we are. Where is that war coming from? Who's creating that war? The more they tear down laws, the greater the war increases against us. I mean, America, we live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. No wonder why Jesus damned them, Matthew 23. Universities destroy knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Governments destroy freedom, totalitarianism. The press destroys information. Religion destroys morality. This is like committing suicide, but this is where we're at. Our banks destroy the economy. You can't make this stuff up, America. This is the country in which you live in. Hey, folks, by looking at the history of our founding forefathers and by judging as to how they responded to the tyrant King George, 4,417 miles across the pond, we can see that they had come to the point where they not only said enough is enough, but they acted as well by throwing off his ungodly rule. Read Psalm 94:20. They make a law through mischief. It's not law. It's exactly Obamacare, by the way. They create policies that follow law that law does not permit. But if the American people don't know that law, then the policy is law to them. And then they're confused. Isaiah 59. Thomas Jefferson, who was the chief architect of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Of course, common sense. That's scripture. That's totally scripture. And you know what's interesting about that is I can hear the foolish, uneducated in the professed church saying, well, we're supposed to submit Submit to who? Because nowhere in Scripture can you find that you're to submit to unrighteousness. You know, it's also interesting to note that everybody loves to quote Romans 13 out of context, of course. If people would just take the time to go to Romans 12:24, that which precedes Romans 13, they would see that there is no argument, there is no debate as to who we're to submit ourselves to. As a matter of fact, even going to the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And my Bible also tells me that every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So if you bow to anything outside of Him, therein starts your problem. But Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Oh, that was conveniently overlooked when you get these ignorant individuals in the professed church talking about, we're supposed to submit to those that kill babies. We're supposed to submit to those that rewrite what marriage is supposed to look like. We're supposed to submit ourselves to those that don't uphold what they swore that they would uphold. Really, America? Really? I'm going to play stupid for a moment. Really? Really? And I'm not even going to ask you who told you that, because common sense comes into play here. I mean, there's nothing worse than seeing a crooked cop. There's nothing worse than seeing a crooked politician, friends. And there's nothing worse than seeing a crooked citizen in this country that tolerates the two of the ones that I just highlighted. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Why would our forefathers tell us that? Come on, Brad. Well, let me go back and make one more point. Romans 13, people love to talk about, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Wait a second. Who actually established those higher powers? There is no power but of God. Does God tell you to disobey? Because when I look to cross, the one that we're to emulate, Jesus Christ, I didn't see Him sin at any time. He was without spot or blemish. He was perfect. He said to the Pharisees of the day, which one of you convinceth me of sin? The cross of Calvary was a display of how much God hated sin and loved mankind, that He would sacrifice His own Son. Are we to tolerate sin? Lawlessness? Transgressing God's moral law? Absolutely not. We were taught the opposite. Matthew 5, Psalm 40, Hebrews 10. And rulers, by the way, are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But what you're seeing today is just the opposite. You're seeing representatives being a terror to them that are actually obeying the law. That's why our forefathers like Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ben Franklin said verbatim, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. Isn't that the Declaration of Independence? Why, yes, it is. Let me take it a step further. John Adams, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman all echoed the same sentiments by signing. As a matter of fact, these were the five that were the architects of the Declaration of Independence. And what were they doing? They were throwing off that tyrant 4,417 miles away who would not be ruled by God. Right? In 1776, a short time after the Declaration of Independence was adopted, the same committee who were assigned to the draft of the text of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, were also assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. Ben Franklin's proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwriting. You want to hear what it has to say? Here you have it. This is the Mosaic Institution. It's a picture of Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who's sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds reaching to Moses to express that he acts by command of the deity. The motto inscribed on the seal was, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the first committee's design for the Great Seal. How many people know this? This is what your forefathers established. See, this always breaks up the lie. This breaks up the fallow ground. This lays the axe to the root of the tree that tyrants have planted over the last 200 years on the heels of our forefathers, trying to confuse our Christian heritage. Hey, America, did you hear what I said? Ben Franklin's proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwriting. It's a picture of Moses standing on the shore. And again, his hand extending over the sea, thereby, there's an anointing on this, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting in an open chariot, clouds reaching to Moses to express that he acts by commands of deity, by God. He was responding to heaven. John Adams, the second president, later described Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. See, this is why, and it bewilders me that people, as a matter of fact, I just got one today, talking about lines between church and state. And it's like, how many times have I told you, friends, to simply go do your own diligence and find out for yourself the truth of your history? And then I tell this individual exactly the fact that it's a farce. And if you want lines between church and state, it's found in Article 52 of the USSR. And I said, you've been running from people like the ACLU, who are a communist organization, self-proclaimed. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. Other atheist groups run, same thing. Communism precedes atheism, and atheism precedes communism. They go hand in glove. Look to their father, Karl Marx, who was the leader of the devilish minions, friends, concerning those that were foolish enough to follow this great loser. And a loser he was, and a loser he is. But what humors me, friends, is when we look at this kind of history, how can anybody deny that which is in front of them? And it's what's even worse is when you hear professed Christians talk about, well, you know, I've heard that we're not a Christian nation. I don't care what you heard. Did you do your own due diligence? Do you have a little common sense? Can you see the harvest out there? Because I can see it. And though there's a lot of hypocrites in there, the tares with the wheat, it's the Lord's job to send forth the angel to separate them in the last days. That's His business. But the fact of the matter is there's no doubt as to who we are. Let me go over to John Adams later describing Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal that was talked about by Ben Franklin. Okay, listen to this. Mr. Jefferson proposed the Great Seal of this country be that of the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And on the other side, Hengist and Horsa, the Saxon chiefs, from whom we claim honor of the being descended and whose political principles and forms of government we have assumed. And what's even greater, and it speaks volumes, is the 17 years, America, and I still get emails like this, 17 years of people trying to tell us what we're not. How come they're not calling in? How come they're not calling me out for being a big fraud? Because, folks, your history is everywhere to be seen. How come they're not calling in? How come they're not confronting me? I think we've had 2 phone calls in 17 years of ministry, and I'm still waiting for the phone call to dispute what I'm telling you right now. And yet I still get listeners calling in or emailing me or leaving me message or live feeds asking me, do we have lines between church and state? Well, listen to your forefathers. Look what they established. Again, go to your Capitol buildings. Look at your money. My goodness. Just another request today. Just another one today. Well, this individual, by the way, if I might add, said, do you believe in religion by force? I said, well, every government rules by force, and it's the rule of law. It's only force when you resist the law. And then there's always these idiotic ignoramuses, which I'm still waiting for you to give me a phone call. Well, it's a theocracy. And I said, no, every government's a theocracy. Either you're going to be ruled by God and His Word and be liberated and walk in truth, Psalm 119, or else you're going to be enslaved by tyrants. I'm going to come back, friends. We started the show off talking about the corruption of the GOP. and what our forefathers did in resolve concerning corruption.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Time. You'd love to call in and expose me as the fraud that I am. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about, on one of these little branches of this conversation, about communism and it being, you know, part of the ACLU and atheist groups. And I gave you a quote that atheism precedes communism and communism precedes atheism. Of course, it's a godless society. And that's how it's so easy for them to just go ahead and destroy and murder their own, like Stalin himself. But if you go back to what preceded him, we have the greatest of all losers named Karl Marx introducing the greatest loser known to mankind, literally. He said, take away a nation's heritage and they are more easily persuaded. Who's attacked you more than the ACLU and these communist organizations trying to browbeat you with the use of those that are assaulting you through the media, telling you that we are not a Christian nation and we do not have a right to say the name of Jesus and so on and so forth, friends. You've never lost the right, just for the record. Nobody has. It's these people. Here, let me counter all of this for just one moment, if I might. And it goes in line with what we're talking about, because how does this line up with the modern-day communist talking points that Americans have taken on? Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, and proclaimed in legislatures and enforced in the courts of justice. Abraham Lincoln. Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Hey, America, come on, you want to go ahead and reinforce a lie? Well, I've just undone you every step of the way with that one quote. We started the show off talking about how McConnell betrayed the American people again. How he was Mr. Anti-Obamacare, and we find out that they've added more to Obamacare. Yeah, he's got a history of that. And then I shared with you on his family ship, they were busted trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine. He's Mr. Anti-Drugger. See, they do the opposite of what they say. And that's why the Lord spent so much time telling us to continuously judge them by their fruit. I can't say that enough, friends. I really can't. And then I started talking about non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. So when you allow it, you're in adherence with those that are destroying your country, the enemy of your souls. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Therefore, non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. And in many cases, they'll tell you that. Like Barack Hussein Obama, like that of Hillary Clinton. Like that of those that are acting outside of their scope of authority. They're outlaws, friends. Period. Outlaws. That makes them criminals. We can see clearly that King George, through the usurpations, encroachments upon the rights of the colonies back in the day during the Revolutionary War. Oh, by the way, the flags were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Just thought I'd share that with you. Just to rain on your little parade, your little communist parade all the more. And establish the word on that sure foundation, which is the apostles and the prophets, Ephesians 1. But we can clearly see that the King George was not ruled by God in his role as the king. Because of that, the founders threw him off. And when you look at in Congress, July 4, 1776, it was actually enacted July 2, 1776. It was promulgated on July 4th. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Isn't it interesting we celebrate the 4th of July, which is up and coming? And the American people have been dummied down 17 of 21 grievances to believe that it's taxation without representation. The first thing was religious freedom under the Christian umbrella. See, the king, the tyrant King George, didn't want them to obey God, because if they obeyed God, then they would resist his tyrannical ways. And that's what our forefathers did. Now listen to this carefully. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America in its proper place. In its original state, it's actually a lowercase united and a capital states. And when you see a capital U today, that gives authority to federal government, by the way, for those that did not know. But it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's gods entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the courses which impel them to the separation. Folks, you've got people in representative positions. Positions of both past and present. It's interesting, they leave but they still stay, right? They're like gum on your shoe. I mean, look at Al Gore. Climate change, they want to create another tax, folks, to further enslave the people on a global scale, for those that did not know. We got Obamacare, same thing. They're further enslaving the people in your posterity by subjecting yourself to it. They have no constitutional authority. I can go on and on and on and on and on. But our forefathers didn't put up with this. And that's the lesson we should be learning. And those are the shoes that we should be emulating, the footsteps. We should put their shoes on and walk in their footsteps, friends. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, no matter what color of their skin. Acts 19:26. You know what? Yesterday I said that backwards, and then I said it forwards. And I want to make sure that we set the record straight. And I think that, hang on, all nations... Yes, thank you. There it is. 17:26. Forgive me. 17:26. All nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. All men are created equal. All men are created equal. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by the supremacy of men's skin color. How foolish. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. Here he is again. See that great stone and a rock of offense? He's everywhere in your founding documents. Laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. And then it says that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights that God gave us. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem likely to affect their safety and happiness. And then it tells us, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Why is it, America, that you subject yourself to these abuses? And folks, abuse it is. You know, you want to see abuse, friends, look to your representatives. Look who they're abusing. And I say this with a broad stroke because it's easily applied. How many of these men and women rule outside of law that are busy trying to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ugly image, ungodly image? Plenty of them. And they're players. And these are the ones that the media continuously highlights and keeps putting them up. Hey, folks, they go to the baser sort. And when they go to the baser sort, they want you to be conditioned to accept the baser sort. So they go to the bottom of the heap like Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Mark Dayton. Folks, the list goes on. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, folks, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, that has been the greatest joke on the American people. And the fact of the matter is the joke was on the people that tolerated Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, that guy on a daily basis was being exposed for unconstitutional implementations, friends, of policy that ran antithetical to the Constitution of the United States. Daily, friends. And the American people kept listening to him as the media was right there to put the mic up to his mouth. Day after day after day after day. And then we found out that many of the FBI are just as corrupt by helping cover up crimes through Comey, James Comey, and then we found out, folks, this has been going on since the beginning of mankind. Then we looked over at Loretta Lynch, the Department of Injustice. Folks, they always go to the baser sort. But the question I would ask you, America, is why do you put up with the baser sort, right? Because we can do this, friends. We have the freedom to do the right thing. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.